There's a storm a-brewing. It's the news, according to me. Well, good Tuesday morning to all of you. This is your host, Tuesday. I believe it's June 25th, 2024, interesting. It's interesting here. There is a storm actually moving in. I'm on the boat right now this morning, on this fine, happy morning. There's a storm moving in this way, and it looks like there's quite a breeze blowing. The gust front is actually coming in right now, and it's a little bit disheartening because there's a lot of activity going on outside with the wind blowing and gusting all over the place. Hopefully everything holds together just fine. Anyway, there's a few things I want to talk about. Tomorrow morning, there may not be a show tomorrow morning. It all depends on how tomorrow morning goes. If there is a show tomorrow, it'll be late in the morning, I should say. Possibly early afternoon, but probably going to be late morning. Looks like I'm going to be in Madison, Wisconsin this evening. And then if I get everything accomplished there that needs to be done, and I get all done tomorrow morning, I'll be able to head back home. And it'll be early in the morning. I'll be taking off out of there to get back home at that point. Thursday, Friday this week, almost certainly there will be a show. And I've got a little visitor, little guest I want to introduce all of you to, my little macaroni and cheese friend. We'll be doing a little bit of an interview with him, and you probably won't be able to understand anything he says because he can't speak English very well. But he that's kind of an inside joke. So in the meantime, there is a lot. Of course, we're counting down the days now until everyone knows exactly what is in my cup. I have chai with coconut cream creamer in it. As you know, that's what I have on the boat. I don't have it anywhere else. I might have some more Almond Joy creamer at my house now. My wife said she found some at the store the other day. It's usually can't find it. I do have a backup cup this morning. It's mostly homemade sweet tea. And it's good stuff. It's got a little bit of... No, it's just all sweet tea. I think that's just my homemade sweet tea on that one. I have another one that has a little bit of apple cider in it, but this one just has sweet tea. So we have interesting things coming up because this debate is coming, of course, with Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I feel very concerned about the outcome of this. They're already ramping up. I mean, they're getting a fevered pitch now with their rhetoric and the things that they're saying about Donald Trump and his supporters. Even just the people that they are interviewing with concerns, concerning the debate and the Trump presidency, that just shows again. I think it shows once more the craziness, the absolute insanity that these people and derangement that these people have concerning Donald Trump. They just believe the man's a monster. The kind of rhetoric they say. Now, there's some interesting things coming out now about many of the people at MSNBC and CNN and everything else. Interestingly enough, starting to expose their background, where they've come from, like people like Jake Tapper and others, talking about their history and their relationship to the Democrat Party. They're all Democrats. Even the ones who say they're Republicans, they're not. Now, along with that, there's just some interesting things happening with, I think it was Grassley, I believe was the one who put this article out for the Congress to vote on. There is a motion now, I think, to, I'm not sure what it's called because I'm not a congressman, I'm not a political scholar or a doctor or a lawyer or a financial counselor or any of those things. I'm not the this guy with a bunch of opinions, so just take it for what you're worth, what it's worth. I have this it's interesting that they're just now calling out this, the fact that I thought this was well known. They're just now calling out the fact that the January 6th commission was unconstitutional because they went against their own house rules to put it together. And in doing so, anything that any kind of actions that they took, including the arrests that they had for people like Steve Bannon and others, for the subpoenas that they had, makes it all null and void. It was a kangaroo court. It wasn't a court at all. It wasn't a kangaroo. It was just a ridiculous, made for TV spectacle. Because they think that they're all so important and everybody's going to just watch everything and absorb everything that they say because they think that their little world is all... You know, most people in general are very selfish. We're very self-centered. We only think about our own little world. We don't have this ability to just really take a step back and look at all of humanity and reflect on how we fit in or where we are, what our place is in this vast expanse of 8 billion people on this planet. And some people who think that they're just because they're, you know, have the news talking to them all the every day, they're on the television every day, people vote for them, they're popular, they think they're popular among the people. Most people don't, if you walk down the street with a picture of anybody from Congress, probably nobody would know who they are, with the exception of maybe some of the wannabe hip-hop artists like AOC and some others. They don't know what their position is. And we're talking, mostly younger people. They're all wrapped up in their own little worlds. Older folks tend to start getting more involved because I guarantee you, once you start paying taxes, once you get out there, start working for a living. One of the most brilliant things I think that Trump is doing right now is it's going to take income tax away from tips. And this is a slippery slope. Now, I'm all for taking all income taxes away. Don't get me wrong on this. What I'm saying this could end up being... Most people do not think that you can't get away from death and taxes. Death and taxes. You got to pay taxes and death and taxes. We had a country where there was virtually no taxes until the wars started. And when the income tax was put in place, it was only supposed to be very temporary, and it's only supposed to be like a half a percent. And it was never supposed to go up. And it was only for a short period of time, and only on certain people. Of course, then it became everybody and anything that you earned. And now we're paying, if you look at the actual amount of taxes that you pay out of your earnings, when you go to earn some, now what most people don't really realize this either, is that your employer pays the other half of your withholdings. In other words, you might get 17% taken out of your check for federal withholdings. The employer pays the other 17% out of your withholdings. And most people don't realize that. They pay half of your Social Security, half of other, there's what you see on your paycheck. You think you're making $10 an hour, working 40 hours a week. Okay, you make $400 a week. And out of that $400, you might see, let's say you see a deductions up to $100 out of that, or $75, or whatever it is that you get deducted out of your check. In the process of that, the employer is not just, it's not just out of their pocket at $400. They have to pay workman's comp insurance on you. They have to pay for your half of the other taxes. That looks like Social Security and something else. I'm not sure what all it is that they have to pay the other half of. I think federal withholdings are, they have to pay the other half. I can't remember. It's been so long since I've had employees, I can't even remember what I had to pay before. But all I know is I ended up with a big bill. I wanted to pay people what they were worth. I wanted to pay them as much as I could. Now, this is back in the 90s. I remember I was paying people $20 an hour, which is ridiculous, because I knew I could afford to pay them that much. The problem was I then had to pay on top of that. That was what was in my budget to pay. I said, working out everything I was doing and the service they were providing, I could pay them $20 an hour as a fair wage, and I was still making a little bit of money, I thought, and being able to further the business. Well, that was not happening. I was getting soaked on the other end with all the other things I had to pay out for their... They were making their money. They were paying that. Of course, they got their taxes deductions done. But at the end of the day, there was more than just those deductions that I had to pay out. So it was ridiculous. So that person goes out, makes that money, gets their deductions. And just the deductions that you can see. And then they take that money that they've earned, traded their life for, which you're not supposed to be able to tax your life. But I guess because you traded it for something else, now they can tax it. It's not like somebody just gave you that money. You traded it for something. And even if they did just give you the money, so what? Why does the government get some of that? I don't understand that. If we're going to pay taxes, it just needs to be a fair tax. We just need to pay a tax. Everybody needs to pay. Well, you're paying for roads and what? No, that's really your income taxes don't go towards roads, but that's beside the point. Okay, so let's say that the services it does provide for, everybody should be paying into it instead of just... people who make more money need to pay more taxes. Why? Why is that the case? Why do we have this progressive tax code system where you get penalized for the more you make? It's ridiculous. So now, of course, when you go out and spend that money, let's say you go out to a garage sale somewhere, or you go to a store, and you want to buy something at a little mom and pop store somewhere, and you go out to buy the thing, you want to buy $100 worth of stuff. Well, now you got to pay $7 on top of that for sales tax. The owner of that store, if the product you're buying for $100 cost them $50. They now have to pay tax on the $50 that they've just, quote, earned. Or maybe it's the lawnmower boy. You know, you get somebody mowing your lawn. They have to pay tax on that income that they have after their expenses. So it never ends. Of course, if you put the money in savings and you get interest on that money, you have to pay tax on the interest. If you invest it in the stock market, put in a 401k, or depending on how you do it, you're going to pay income tax on that as well when you go to do it. Now, it didn't used to be that at a certain age, I think it was after 70 years old. This is back in the 80s, I believe. The tax code is very different now. In the 80s, if you were over 70 or 75 years old, so there was a particular age, once you went over that age, you could earn as much as you wanted to. You didn't pay any income tax, which I thought was, that's really pretty cool. Pretty nice. That's pretty cool. Or you could earn a certain amount, not pay income tax on it, whatever it was. Now, having said all of that, well, how are we going to pay for services? How are we going to pay for stuff? Well, how are they able to just write off college loans? They're just printing money is what they're doing. I'm not suggesting we should do that either. We shouldn't just print money. But there should be a fair way for us to pay taxes for those of us who use the services. Everybody uses the roads. Everybody uses the school system. This is where I kind of have a problem with. I don't have kids in school. I've never had kids in school. And yet I'm paying for property tax that pays for the school system. Well, yes, it does benefit the community. Okay. So why do I have to, because I own a home in that district, now I have to pay taxes on how much my home is worth. Why doesn't everybody just pay the same amount? Why don't they just say, this is how much our budget is, and everybody who lives in this area has to pay this amount of tax. We're going to divide it up equally among everybody. Doesn't that seem like it would be more fair than just, because you have a nicer house, now you have to pay more taxes for the school. What? I do not understand that. Someone please explain this to me. It is a terrible system with regard to how everything is supposed to work. I'm not sure what just hit my boat. Something had just hit my boat. I'm not sure what it was. But definitely something hit my boat. I don't know what I can figure this out. I don't know. So, in the meantime, we have Trump now is saying that he's not going to collect taxes, no taxes on tips. And he wants everybody who leaves a tip on a receipt to put on that receipt, vote for Trump, no taxes on tips. Now, there's several million people. Out of 100 million people who work in this country, there's about 7 or 8% of them are in the service industries that receive tips. In fact, I think it's probably more than that now. There is a tremendous number of people collecting tips for everything that they do. What I do, I can't put a tip jar out, even though what I do is saving people's lives every day. But I can't collect tips for that. But if you pour somebody a cup of coffee, you get a tip for that, which I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying, why can't I? I just think it should be fair. I should be able to put a tip jar out. And maybe I should call, you know, Penguin Legal Services for that. I don't know. Just maybe they'd be able to do that. But I have a... A real seriously concerning feeling about what we're coming into with this next election this season that we're coming into. It's ramping up very quickly, and the deep state has been extremely quiet. We hear a little bit from Merrick Garland, the DOJ, you know, the AG for the DOJ. We have Department of Justice is not functioning the way it should at all. This Jack Smith issue is coming up now with the trials down in the documents case and everything else that's going on. The Mar-a-Lago raid. Everything that's going on there and the way the news media is portraying all this stuff, the lies that they're spreading, and then turning around and saying, like this whole idea of the cheap fakes. Folks, they are the authors of the cheap fakes. They are the inventors of this thing. Look at the ad that Joe Biden, the campaign ad that Joe Biden put out concerning the debates. Oh, you want to debate me? I'll debate you, pal. Okay, pal. Yeah. We're talking real tough, like you always. But it can only be in their arena. The microphones have to be muted. Joe Biden's taking basically 2 weeks off to prepare for this thing. Get him well rested and well ready to go. What if a war broke out? Gotta wait. We can't respond yet for 2 weeks. The president has to get some rest and get some training on what he's going to do here with this war thing. Well, wars do break out. He's in the middle of all of them. But regardless of all that, you should watch the video of Nancy Pelosi when they found this video of her in the car after January 6th and how she's just flailing her hands and talking and rattling on, and she can't have a conversation with anybody. She's just flustering all over the place. She's still got her mask on. She's got all this stuff going on, and she can't understand half what she says. Sounds like she's drunk. Saying, I should take responsibility. Why weren't the National Guard called? She sounds like an old lady just rambling on. And it's, which she is, I guess. That's why she sounds like one. But she ended up, my first thought is, oh my word. What if we actually had a real crisis here? What if a dirty bomb had just gone off in New York City or in D.C. or whatever? And what if the president, vice president had been taken out and she was in charge? This lady would have been in the middle of dealing with whatever was... this is what we would have. Think about that. When you watch the video, think about this person being in charge, the commander in chief, in a moment like that. This woman is completely unhinged and incompetent. Just saying. So, by the way, I'm on my phone recording this morning, and I'm sure it's not going to be sound quality is not going to be all that great, but nonetheless, just want to throw a little disclaimer in there. That's good, Chai. There's something about sitting out on the back of a boat under the Bimini and watching, thunderstorms roll in the middle of the night, lightning flashing all over. And it actually happened here last night, but there was no, we got a little bit of a sprinkle here, but not really anything about hope. But all around me was thunderstorms. This morning, a little bit of a thunderstorm moved through. Looks like it's going to pass over. Again, we're not going to get really hit by anything here, but north and south of me, again, it's going to, maybe we'll get, there's some lightning heading this way, it looks like, but it's not that bad. Anyway, regardless of all that, I just want to say that the main issue ahead of us is that we are still fighting against speaking of fighting, AOC was recently out on the campaigning for Jamal Jackson or whatever the guy's name is who pulled the fire alarm. He's hurting in the polls very badly. He gets out there and starts saying, "We're gonna let them know who the F we are. We're gonna know who the F they are. They're coming after my kids. They're coming after my family. Blah 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 blah. I'm gonna fight back. She's up there saying, "We've got to fight. I'm ready to fight. We're all gonna fight. We're gonna fight." Okay, those are insurrectionist words, aren't they? Isn't that it? Donald Trump said we're going to fight. They as soon as he uses the word fight, they all go all over that thing saying, "Oh, he incited an insurrection," and she's yelling and screaming, saying we're going to take the country back. Well, I hate to tell you this, but take it back from whom? I mean, I guess. Does she even know what she's saying? I guess is she just yelling platitudes just to hype people up? And of course, there was a very tiny crowd there. It's the same woman who screamed about how tiny the crowd was for Donald Trump in Manhattan or wherever it was he went, the hood, wherever it was he had the campaign rally. And they like to show these pictures. Oh, look, if you pan back, there's hardly anybody there. Well, they take these pictures. They're still pictures, by the way, typically. And it's before the event started. Let's go to a Joe Biden event where nobody else is coming, where it's just Joe Biden. If Joe Biden were going to New York just to have a Joe Biden rally, no singers, nobody else, nothing else going on, how many people do you think would show up? You think he could fill a stadium? And by the way, 10,000 was the max they could have in this stadium. The reason there was empty seats up in the bleachers is because they had people sitting on the floor, which is on the arena floor, which is not considered part of the. You can only have so many people in a building because of the escape routes. It has nothing to do with seats or seating capacity. It's the capacity of how many people can be in the building is based on what the escape routes are and the fire marshal stuff and all that stuff. So, just because there were empty seats doesn't mean he couldn't fill them up. There were people outside still wanting to get in. They could only allow 10,000 people in. Only 10,000. Joe's lucky if he has 10 show up. 1,000 would be a big day for Joe. So we have this kind of rhetoric going on, the lies, the cheap fakes. By the way, I was getting into that whole thing about Joe Biden and his little campaign thing where he was talking real tough. It was two sentences. It was about less than 1 minute campaign ad. Had over 8 cuts on it. In other words, he would say a little something, they would cut, and every time they're doing a cut, it's because they're changing the line. And they wanted it to look obvious, but not too obvious. It's a little trick that people do, and you see it on YouTube all the time. People make jump cuts all the time to different camera angles, different zoom shots, zooming out, zooming in during different parts of a statement to make the edit appear flawless or seamless. But it gives it this intentional look that hides the actual cut, because you can't really seam something together and make it look like it's all one sentence very well with video. So, without jumping, you know, changing camera angles, whatever you're doing with all that stuff. It's fake. It's phony. It's a way of dressing it up to make it look like it's all one thing. But it's not. It probably took them 2 hours to video that whole thing. I guarantee it took them a lot longer to edit it. But I guarantee you, if they started it at 9 o'clock in the morning, doing that campaign ad, it probably took them till 11 o'clock to get it all done in the bag. And then they had to start editing on it, just to get all of his takes done. I know how this stuff goes. So we have a lot of rhetoric coming up, and just the derangement that's out there, I think, is most concerning, and what people will go to. Because, again, keep in mind that the end justifies the means. These people are blinded by their own rage. They are deranged on top of that, and they are terrified to death that they're going to lose their power. That's what they're actually scared of. They're not scared of someone coming in and killing everybody and whatever else. No, it's not that at all. The thing that they're actually scared of is losing power, losing their control, losing their money, their grip on society. That's what it's actually about. Once again, folks, I want to thank you for listening. Tomorrow morning, there will be hopefully be a show tomorrow morning on Wednesday. But however, Thursday and Friday, there will definitely be a show. If there's going to be a show tomorrow morning, it'll probably be late in the day. Unless the weather kind of messes things up today. There is some weather moving through the area and here in the Northwest or in the Midwest that probably is going to cause some things to change. So I'm not sure exactly how it's going to affect my day tomorrow. So I may not make it home as early as I wanted to tomorrow. But nonetheless, I will be home tomorrow evening at some point, and be back on the docket for Thursday and Friday. I may have to do a weekend show just to kind of make things more exciting. But all of next week is very, very busy. Just to give you an idea, Friday may be the only day I have a show next week, actually, after that. Or let's see, it's possibly Thursday, Friday. No, I think it's only Friday. Friday might be the only day that I have a show next week. So we'll see how that all goes, and go from there. That's all I got to say about that. So we have, once again, folks, thanks for listening. Take care. Have some macaroni and cheese, and don't forget, there's free parking. God bless.